Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. On this podcast, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the city of Social Circle has placed a lock on the water meter at the warehouse the Trump administration recently purchased to turn into an ICE detention center. Travelers at Atlanta's airport are waiting for hours in long security lines as TSA works through staffing shortages during the partial government shutdown. And Georgia taxpayers are expected to receive a rebate from the state this tax season.
This is a policy to return money back to the taxpayer, and I think in the Senate, on both sides of the aisle, people get behind that.
Today is Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. The city of Social Circle, east of Atlanta, has placed a lock on the water meter at the 1-million-square-foot warehouse that the Trump administration recently bought to turn into an immigration detention center. GPB's Devin Zwald has more.
Social Circle officials have said since late last year the city does not have enough water or sewer capacity for the ICE plan to detain between 8 and 10,000 people at the warehouse, essentially tripling the city's population. In an email to GPB, city manager Eric Taylor says an ICE representative was told about the lock on the meter when she tried to set up a water bill, and that the lock will remain until ICE can provide a viable plan for water and sewer that doesn't exceed city infrastructure. ICE had previously signaled their hope to begin detention at the warehouse as early as next month. For GPB News, I'm Devin Zwald.
Travelers at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport are waiting for hours in long security lines as TSA works through staffing shortages during the partial government shutdown. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports this is one of the busiest travel periods at the world's busiest airport.
Security wait times reached up to 3.5 hours for passengers at the Atlanta airport Monday. A lack of staff forced the Atlanta TSA to close one of three security gates. Agents have missed two paychecks as the partial shutdown continued through day 31. Aaron Barker is a TSA agent and president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 554. He says this shutdown is different because it came less than 3 months after the last one ended.
So while they were starting to dig themselves out of a hole, they can't do that anymore. Everything has stopped. So it's definitely different. It's frustrating, the uncertainty. It's time to do something to get everyone paid.
The AFGE is calling on Congress to pass a bill separating TSA funding from federal immigration funding. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
As of this afternoon, wait times were between 20 and 27 minutes in the domestic terminal, according to ATL.com. Airport officials urge travelers not to attempt to bypass those lines by going to the international terminal, where at some points today, the lines were even longer than in domestic. Georgia taxpayers are expected to receive a rebate from the state this tax season. GPB's Sarah Callis reports on a bill that just got final passage in the state legislature.
The Georgia Senate passed House Bill 1000 on Monday. It would give single filers $250 and married couples $500 if they filed taxes in Georgia in 2024 and 2025. Senator Bo Hatchett carried the bill in the Senate, where it passed unanimously.
This is a policy to return money back to the taxpayer, and I think in the Senate, on both sides of the aisle, people get behind that.
This is the fourth tax rebate passed by the state in recent years. HB 1000 now goes to Governor Brian Kemp's desk, where it's expected to be signed into law. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the state capitol.
Lawmakers are considering a proposal that would allow DNA collection when people are arrested for certain serious violent felonies. Speaking on GPB's lawmakers, Milledgeville Republican State Senator Rick Williams says the goal is to solve crimes faster and exonerate the innocent.
21 people were on death row before DNA proved their innocence. Over 375 people as of 2020 have been exonerated through DNA evidence.
Civil liberties advocates are concerned about privacy and due process. The Senate has passed the measure and it's waiting for a vote in the House. We are less than 10 days away from the end of this year's legislative session. Find out which bills are approaching the finish line at gpb.org/lawmakers. Tune into the program on GPB TV each weekday evening at 7 on days when the legislature is in session. Chef, author, and humanitarian Jose Andres will receive Georgia Tech's 2026 Ivan Allen Jr. Prize for Social Change. Georgia Tech announced the award today, citing the Spanish native's unwavering compassion and culinary skills. The award, named for a former Atlanta mayor and Georgia Tech graduate, recognizes people who make a significant impact on society by standing up for moral principles at great personal risk. Speaking to Georgia Tech about the award, Andres said that everyone should have the courage to make social change, and that includes through food.
Food very much is at the heart of everything we are. We are always talking about gas, but if you tell me what is the energy that to me is the most important energy on Earth, is the energy that moves humanity forward, and that's food itself.
Andres founded World Central Kitchen in 2010, using his skills to provide meals to victims of war and natural disasters across the world. Atlanta is getting an open container district ahead of the FIFA World Cup. The city council yesterday approved the measure, allowing alcohol consumption on streets and sidewalks in the South Downtown Entertainment District. The area includes 58 historic buildings that are being transformed into shops, restaurants, and housing. Georgia's beloved Vidalia onions will be available on April 13th. The Georgia Department of Agriculture and the Vidalia Onion Committee today announced the crop's 2026 pack date. The famously sweet Vidalias are grown in only 20 South Georgia counties. They are the official state vegetable, with an annual market value of about $168 million. And finally today, the World Baseball Classic Championship game is scheduled to take place tonight. Atlanta Braves All-Star outfielder Ronald Acuña Jr. will lead Team Venezuela as they take on Team USA. The game will air live on Fox at 8 p.m. from Lone Depot Park in Miami. And that is it for today's edition of Georgia Today. Visit our webpage, gpb.org/news, for all the latest news from our GPB reporters. If you have a comment for us, send us feedback to georgiatoday@gpb.org. We always invite you to hit subscribe on this podcast. That helps you, and it helps us by keeping you connected to us in your feed. I'm Orlando Montoya. Come back again tomorrow. We'll be back with another edition of Georgia Today.